Haven't you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's not weary, and there's no search in his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like the eagles.
They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint.
Psalm chapter 17. This is a wonderful psalm. I think this is by David. Is it by David? Okay. Yes. It says, "As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy lightness." Or when I awake in thy likeness, I will be satisfied. You see it right here in the psalm. David was already prophesying, already speaking about things to come, things that he himself was not aware of. You see, the psalmist wrote things that he himself did not know the eternal significance of. But we today understand these things because we have the Spirit of Truth. The rest that we seek, the satisfaction that we seek, can only be found when we awake from the deep slumber that humanity finds itself in. Satisfaction can only be found when we awake from the dead. You see, because when we awake from the dead, we will discover that we are actually created in the image and in the likeness of the living God. This is something that has been hidden from our understanding, from our comprehension in our descent in Adam. In our descent in Adam, we lost a total knowledge of the essence of God on the inside of us. You see, but the hour has come when people will begin to hear the voice of the Son of Man, which is the voice of truth, and those who are sleeping in their graves. We're not talking about the graves out there in the physical cemeteries. We're talking about people who are sleeping in their consciousness. They are sleeping, walking around, thinking that they are earthly mortal creatures. The time comes when you begin to awaken and realize that you are actually the image of the living God. Because Paul defined that Christ is the image of the living God. Christ is the image of the living God. What Jesus Christ displayed here upon earth was the image of the living God, was the man created in the image of the living God who has been from the beginning. You see it? That's why it says that before Abraham was, I am. You see it? Jesus Christ was always referring to the beginning in everything he said. He spoke to the religious leaders, he spoke to the men, that you people, you have heard your laws in this way. You have heard your ordinances in this way. But I tell you, listen, I say it this way. Your law says that you should do what? An eye for an eye. You see it? That is what your law says. But I tell you, I have come, and I'm now restoring that thing which is from the beginning. And I tell you, love your enemy as yourself. See it? Love your enemy as yourself, because in reality, that man who you think is your enemy is actually the same essence. You all partake of the same body. You see it? This thing has been hidden from our understanding in our descent. We have forgotten the body from which we all came out from. You see it? When you look at another man, you are actually looking at a mirror image of yourself in the other man. That's why Jesus Christ says that before you judge your brother, you have to watch your eyes first. Remove the what? The log from your eyes and look properly. When you look properly, you will discover that that man you're looking at is actually yourself. Because both of you are created in the same image and in the likeness of God. If you fail to recognize yourself in men, if you fail to recognize the image of God in man, you are still asleep. You are still blinded by the God of this world. You are still blinded, you see, by a wisdom that is earthly derived. You see it? So the time has come to begin to awake in your consciousness, awake from your slumber. And when you begin to awake into your spiritual image, because in reality you don't have a form, you are a spirit. God is invisible. God is a spirit, and those who will worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen? It's only as you rediscover yourself in that image of God, in that spiritual image of God, that you can truly worship God. Worship God has got nothing to do with clapping and shouting and singing and all that kind of stuff. No. You worship God when you maintain yourself in the image in which you are created. The Bible says that the Son of God keeps himself and the wicked one does not touch him. What the wicked one does is to rob you of that image of the living God. What the wicked one does is to cause you to lose a knowledge of your true identity, your true essence as the Son of a living God. You see, Adam fell from God's presence because he was deceived. He was blinded by the devil. You see, his mind of understanding became blinded that he lost a knowledge of who he is in relation to God. It was from that moment that Adam started to, you know, imagine a God that is outside. It was from that moment that fear came, that Adam started to feel that he's a sinner. But all these things never existed before because Adam was deceived by the God of this world. Amen? If you are a true worshiper of God, you will keep yourself in the image of God. You will maintain yourself in the image of God. And that is the only thing that can please God. Amen? This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. That voice came out for the first time when Jesus came out of the water. You know why? Because the water symbolizes, the baptism symbolizes the death of Jesus Christ after a human derived identity. You see, the death of Jesus, that baptism is symbolic of death. Death to yourself. And what? When you come out of the water, it's a resurrection into a new life in Christ. Jesus himself, you know, laid down his life. You know that? He laid down his life that as a Hebrew man, as a this, as a that, he lost his own life in this world so that he can take a hold on that life that he had with the Father before he found himself in this material world. Amen? Amen. Jesus Christ was very much like us, but the only thing that differentiated Jesus was his ability to awake from the what? From the dead. He awoke, yes. Now understand me, the resurrection, already Jesus Christ was already awoken in his consciousness, even the time he was here upon the earth. That physical resurrection from the dead is actually a symbolic thing that occurs in each and every one of us as we are waking. Amen? When you are awake from your human consciousness, you are awake from a dust consciousness. You know? That dust consciousness, that consciousness that we feel that we are this, we are that, we are material, earthly figures. When you begin to awake and remember that I have a Father in heaven, when you begin to remember that I have endless life on the inside of me, I've always been with the Father. When you begin to remember and understand this mystery, and you begin to conform yourself to this mystery, you discover yourself awakening from the bed of humanity. Because people are actually on their bed, sleeping. Actually, they make their bed in what they call hell. Many people have made their bed in hell. And you know, in hell, the worms don't die. You see, it talks of the power of corruption and death. Death constantly feeds on people who are annihilated from the life of God. You see, when Adam, you know, left God's presence, the Bible says, dying you shall die. You see, death is a progressive, infinitely progressive process upon the person that, you know, transgresses against God. You see, just like when you remove a meat from a refrigerator, what happens? You melt, then gradually it will rot. Gradually the smell, then the warmth coming and all that kind of stuff. Have you seen the way a body decomposes? It's a continuous degradation. That is how man is upon the earth. Man is constantly being delivered to death. Man is perishing. That's why in the book of Psalms, if you say, Father, the God deliver me from the miry clay. The miry clay. You know what the book called miry clay?
Miry clay. How do you spell that?
Miry clay. M-I-R-Y. Miry clay.
That's Mary, C-L-E-Y. Clay.
Yes, miry clay, yes. Yes. And you know what that means? The miry clay talks about, you know what they call hot water in the
Yes.
And that's what they call quicksand. There's some kind of places you go to on the earth where when you enter into that mud, it will suck you down. You cannot, you see, there's a pool that drops you down. And unless somebody, people come to death, you cannot come out of that place. That is the state of man. Man is constantly sinking down into the miry clay of destruction. He's constantly sinking down into the pit. From the day he is born, he actually dies. When a man is born into this world, he dies. And is constantly being delivered unto death. Oh, hallelujah. You see it? But God has come to reverse this trend. That's why he says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish or shall not continue in the state, in that path that leads to death. But he shall what? Have eternal life. With that eternal life is found in the Son. That eternal life is found in the one who's created in the image of the living God. You see, so we have to wake up. When we first of all comprehend the Son of God, he gave you the Son. You see, he gave you the Son, and the Son only gives you a knowledge of himself, that you are in him. You see, that is the end of the gospel. Jesus Christ says, in that day, you will know that you are in me, and I am in you. That is the end of the faith. In that day, you will know that I am in you, you are in me, and I am in God. That is when you have come to the end of the faith, when you have arrived. No more shadow of doubt. That is the day every shadow of fear and all these your worries and preoccupations, they melt away completely. That is when you are satisfied. You shall stay in a place, you know, and the Bible says that nothing shall make you afraid. Hallelujah. You shall be in harmony and in league with the beast of the field. Nothing shall be able to tamper with your joy. Nothing can make you fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the elements of this world serve you. Because you are the Lord of the Sabbath. You are the Lord from heaven. You are the one who sits upon the throne with the Father. You are joint heirs with God. You see, somebody calls this blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
It is blasphemy. In the book of Revelation, the ultimate promise of God is any of you who overcomes, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne. You see how God is gracious? Can a man allow another man sit down on his throne?
No.
Never. That is where we see the difference between our thinking and the thinking of God. God has given us everything that is His. He has given us His power. And let me tell you, God does not withhold anything from anybody. See, if you want it, come and take. You see, but the price you must pay is to let go of the falsehood of humanity. You have to let go of the human knowledge. That belief that you have acquired over the years. That is the thing that has corrupted you. You see it? That is the thing that has made you swell up with pride. You see it? And God wants to educate us on how we can deliver us from pride. You see it? That pride, that being vainly puffed up, you know, with a fleshy carnal mind. You see, that is the problem of man. Man is vainly puffed up with a fleshy carnal mind, not knowing that he does not know anything. Not knowing that on his own is nobody. Amen. If you do not hold on to the head from which life flows, you are nobody. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he says that I'll be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. It is only in the likeness, it's only in Christ that we can find anything we are looking for. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, that men will stop looking left and right for solutions to their problems. Solutions to your problem can be found only when you discover yourself awakening in the right, in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. So, the Alpha and the Omega that we saw yesterday is actually the one in the image and in the image of what? The living God. Amen. That is Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. You hear what he said? He says, behold, I live and I live forevermore. I was dead, and now I am what? I'm alive. You see it? And I have the keys of hell and death. You see it? I have the keys of hell and death. Meaning that I have overcome death. I have overcome hell. You see it? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what hell and death is? Hell and death is that experience that we have all passed through when we lost a knowledge of our true identity and our relationship with God. Death is actually a loss of knowledge of God. A loss of knowledge of everything that has been freely given to you. You see, the dead cannot see, the dead cannot hear, they cannot talk, they are there like that. You see, but the hour has come to begin to hear the voice of the Son of Man. If you can perceive the voice, if you can hear the voice that is saying, I am Christ, the Son of the living God. If you can hear that voice, if you can comprehend this mystery, then you begin to possess those keys that the Alpha and the Omega possessed. Amen?
Amen?
That is the key that Jesus Christ came to give humanity. Amen? He has come to give us a key. Remember when he told, what did he tell Peter? He says, I will give you the keys, you see, that will what you will unlock. Amen? Open and lock. On a lock, amen. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is losing on earth is losing in heaven. Amen. That is the Alpha and the Omega. That is the same key. You see it? What people are seeing was Jesus Christ in the flesh, born of Mary. And that is the version people want to see of Jesus. You see, but if you look beyond in the spirit, What you are seeing, that was the Alpha and the Omega manifested in flesh form. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he has called us, each and every one of us, to be part of him. Because in reality, we all have descended into death. We all have tasted of hell. If you have tasted of fear, see it. If you have tasted of fear, if you have tasted of the torments and the bitterness of humanity, you see it. If you have tasted a sense of lack, a sense of abandonment, that you have been abandoned by God, that you are all alone, if you have tasted sickness and disease, if you have tasted any of this evil that you see upon the face of the earth, you are simply, you know, suffering the torment of hell. Believe me or not, there is a place God can bring you to where you are in perfect peace. There's a place where God can bring you to where none of these things that disturb the nations can touch you. There's a place God can bring you to where you begin to live by the life of God that is on the inside of you. And that same life of God will quicken your mortal bodies. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why is it that somebody will suddenly get healed? Somebody will suddenly get a miracle and his cancer vanishes. It's because suddenly he was able to touch, to tap of the life of God on the inside of him. That life is on the inside of you. Amen? All you have to do is to realize it. Amen? And God is giving us the keys now. The keys so that we can now build our faith once more in God. Once more we can call God Father. Amen?
Amen.
No more do we look at God as some kind of mean God out there in a fire ready to destroy us, but you can call him Papa. You can walk in and say, Father, I want this, I want that. That is the place you should, that is the kind of faith that God wants us to be at. Amen?
Amen.
And it comes by knowledge. Now, in the book of Revelation, the later chapters, the last chapters, John saw the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Now, the New Jerusalem, like I said, is not a physical, you know, city somewhere in the sky. The New Jerusalem is something that we can realize on the inside of us. That is the kingdom of God. That is the city where God is present. And the gates today are open for everyone to enter. The Bible says that in this place there will be no more curse. Amen. What is the curse? What is the curse? We're talking of the curse that we all inherited in Adam. You see it? Let me tell you, the cost that you see upon humanity, the suffering and all that, is simply caused by what? Ignorance. Amen?
Amen.
The causes and all these things that you see in men, you know, suffering, is simply because they are blinded by the God of this world so that they do not know the things that have been freely given to them. They don't know the power that flows in them. They don't know the endless life that is, you know, on the inside of them. They don't know the treasure that is hidden on the inside of their earthly vessels. They are blinded. That is why they suffer. That is why the world is suffering. Amen?
Amen.
And Christ is here to reveal to us a realm where we can live in perfect victory. In the New Jerusalem, what the promise is that if you purify yourself, if you keep my commandments, I will cause you to pass through the gates and enter into the city. I will be a God to you, and you'll be I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my son, and I'll be your God. You see it? It is that place we will come to when we are fully encompassed in the knowledge of the Father. See, and I tell you, God does not have sickness in him.
No.
I can tell you, God does not have cancer. God does not have, you know, depression, sorrow, bitterness, anger, hate. He doesn't have all those things in him.
No.
He's not jealous. He doesn't have those things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God lives in a realm of abundance. And that is when we find ourselves in him, we share the same attributes of God. That's why it says former things are passed away in the New Jerusalem. That's what the Alpha and the Omega says. It says in the New Jerusalem, former things are what? Passed away, and they shall no more come to remembrance. Everything that you have suffered in your human experience shall be a thing of the past.
Amen.
Completely a thing of it. It will be like a nightmare. You know when you wake up from a nightmare and you remember, you just look at it, it was just a dream, a bad dream. See, and this is something that is true. It is real. Amen?
Amen.
And it's present right now. It's only for us to realize it. It's present right now for us to walk in. The gates of heaven are open. So the gates of heaven will not be open tomorrow when Israel fights America or whatever. The gates of heaven are open now for anybody who can discern it to what? To enter in. See it? Our minds have to be transformed. We have to now begin to perceive that the gates are open. Now, I want to show you something. When John saw, it's towards the end of the Bible, that's the last chapter. Look at what the Alpha and the Omega says. The Alpha and the Omega appears again. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those that do his commandments, that they may what? Have right to the tree of life. And they may enter in what? Through the gates of the city. Outside are what? The dogs. You see it? The sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, the idolaters, and those that love and make it a lie. You see it? I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Oh, hallelujah. Now look at how he ends. He says, and the spirit and the bride says, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Now it's only those who can hear that can say, come. That's why it says, let those that hear say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. You see, it. Remember Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh. He still talked about this water. It says, two times he mentioned this water to the Samaritan woman at the well. He said, I will give you water that you will drink, that you will know no more thirst. You know? And in at a great feast, he came out again and said, he that believeth in me, out of his belly, what? Rivers of living water will flow. Amen?
Amen.
So you can see he's already confirming that was the Alpha and the Omega, already speaking. You see, but people did not recognize him. People expected to see somebody flying in the sky. Or they were waiting for the miracles of Elijah. You know, or the miracles of Moses. You know, those were very, very physical miracles. Those were of Moses, all that.
Okay.
They were waiting that kind of display. You see, but they did not realize that the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, was standing before them. And he had come to restore everything that they had lost from the beginning. You see it? Unless you are standing in the beginning, or rather, you get to the end, you cannot see life. You see it? Because when you are in the beginning, then you are perfect. You see it? In the beginning, everything was perfect. The light comes after the truth, isn't it? If there is a lie, there must be a truth, isn't it?
Mm.
The lie of the devil came after the truth to rob us of our inheritance in God. He robbed us of our living waters.
Mm.
Remember in the Garden of Eden, there was a river that flowed out from the Garden of Eden. The Bible says it came out of, there was a well actually in the Garden of Eden, out of which flowed the river of living water. You see, and that is the river that gushes out and that gives joy to the garden of God. See, it says that what, there is a river that maketh glad the city of God. You see, that river is a spiritual river. We're talking here about a flow, a bustling flow of the knowledge of God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, but when that water is cut, when this, you know, that water is cut off, there's nothing we can do. We only die and perish off. The garden will wither off. The garden will now turn towards a desert. And man will go about a test, looking for water, testing in want, in lack. You see, but the Alpha and the Omega has come down to restore us back. He has come to give us the key so that we can now stand back at the top of the circle of creation. Back to the beginning. We come to the end, which is back to the beginning. Where we can once more enjoy the things that have been freely given to us. The time has come to let go of the lies that we have encompassed ourselves with. The lies are the beliefs of men. You see it? These are the lies that have brought about divisions. You see it? Somewhere in the book of Proverbs, it says that there are some things that God hates. You see it? Somebody that is the haughty, the one that causes division among brethren. It is the lies that, of the devil that has caused us to identify ourselves according to the outwardly derived identity that has actually caused divisions. Now you have today black, white, blue, this and that, and you have discrimination, you have hate. It's because people are not walking in the truth, in the revelation knowledge that has been from the beginning of the world. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, the time has come to wash ourselves, to transform our minds. Amen.
Yeah.
That is the regeneration process. Remember what Jesus Christ says, those that have followed me in the regeneration shall what, inherit eternal life. We have to regenerate. Somebody was asking me the other day, but how can I find myself in the Alpha and the Omega body? See it? Remember clearly that the reward, it says that I call my reward. The reward of the saints is actually Christ. Our reward is Him. Our reward is God. Amen?
Amen.
God is our reward. Everything that God is that is our reward. What did Jesus Christ say? Jesus Christ didn't promise that He's going to give us gold mansions and all that. He says that if you keep my commandments unto the end, in that day you will know that you are in me and I am in you. That is, you will come into the consciousness that you are in that body called the Alpha and the Omega. It's the realm where all things are possible. Oh, hallelujah. It's the realm where you walk upon the earth as the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen.
This is our calling. Amen.
Amen.
If we want of that river, if we want to taste once more, to drink of those rivers of living water, you see it, we have to ask the Lord. Anybody that wants freely, you see what it says it's free. See, but people don't want this thing free. They want to boast, they want something to claim that, you know, that they end it or something. It's something that is free, and all we have to do is to hear, to perceive. You see what it says, let him that heareth say it. That not every man can hear these things. You know that?
Yes, sir.
There are some places I preach to, they call me New Age. New Age preachers. Yes. Some of them, they politely, you know, tell you they like your message, and at the end of the day, bye-bye, they never call you back.
Yes.
You see it? People want to carry on with their lies. with their doctrinal lies. You see, it carried on with a spirit of error that does not reveal the truth. The spirit of truth will set you free. What the Spirit of God does is what it will set you free, so that you will know the truth that you have lost a knowledge of. It will set you free from death. It will set you free from fear. Amen. And you will now begin to know who you truly are, what God is, what God truly is to you. And how that there's nobody out there chasing you, trying to kill you, or trying to punish you, or cast you into hell forever and ever and ever and all that. That is not God. All those are things that have been cooked up by the imagination of men. You see it? If you look at the book of Revelation properly, God says that hell and death was cast into the fire. You see, God wants to destroy hell and death. God is not here to kill you, to destroy the soul of any man, but he's here to destroy that thing that is destroying you. That is the righteous war that God wages. Our God is righteous. Amen?
Amen.
And his intention is to cause all of us to be presented before the Father with shouts of joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the end of the faith. When we have come to the place where we know that we know that I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Amen. It doesn't mean you go outside to the street to go and say this thing. If you say this thing outside on the street, you'll be holding night vigils for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God we end here today. Let's just meditate on these ones today. Understand that, you know, we have to wake up in our faculties, spiritual faculties. Waking up does not have to be a one-day thing, so that people don't get intimidated and think that this thing is too far. It's not too far. First of all you have to do is to comprehend it, then move towards it by faith. Then you will discover yourself then. Amen.